Welcome to Shul Machshava on the Daf. We're holding in Zvachim Daf from Dalet. The Gemara Amud Beis brings a story how Shmuel Anavi and David HaMelech were looking and searching for the Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara ends the Amud by saying that David HaMelech said that he's not going to sleep. Until I find the place for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Gemara describes how they were searching until they found what is the correct place for Beis HaMikdash. My Rebbe, Rav Moshe Shapira Zatzal, used to say in the name of Isaac Scherer the following Ha'orah. If you look at Parshas Re'eh, beginning of Parshas Re'eh, the Torah gives you a description where is our grizim and our evil. So it says, Halo Heimo, Be'evra Yarden, Acharei Derech, Mevoy HaShemesh, Peretz HaKnani, Hayosha Barovo, Mula Gilgol, Eitzel Onei Moreh. Meaning, seven different landmarks. Where is our grizim and our evil? And even with all that, we still have Machlokes in the Gemara Sanhedrin where exactly it was. But Kolponim, the Torah is giving you a very exact description where it is. Right after, a few psukim later, it says that you have to go do in Beis HaMikdash. You have to do the Korbanos in Beis HaMikdash. And it says the pasuk, Ki imala mokoy meshevcha Hashem lekechem mechol shifteichem lesum et shmoy sham. The place that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to choose, leshiknoi sidushu v'asa shama. You go to the place that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose. Doesn't say where it is. Doesn't say one description. Where is Beis HaMikdash? So if Isaac shares Mayu, is a pele. You see over here two psukim, two opposite descriptions of locations. Hagrizim and Arevo, very, very clear where it is. Beis HaMikdash, now one plan, not one description. What's shot? Why the HaKadosh Baruch Hu left it as something unknown? That we see in our Gemara how difficult it was to figure out where it is. Why didn't he say where it is? So from here you see a big insight that Beis HaMikdash is given to Am Yisrael only if they're yearning for it, only if they have a tshukov, they have a desire, they're looking, searching, then it's given to them. It's not something that's given automatic from above. There needs to be, as the Lashon used, the Chazal, Hisarusa de Latata, it needs to come from us. We want it. We're searching for it. Then we get it. There needs to be that yearning. And this is very negiah to the parshas that we just learned now, Parshas Lechacho and Parshas Vayehu. We have in beginning Parshas Lechacho, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avraham Avinu, Lech Lecho Me'aretzecho, Me'otecho, Me'savicho, El Ha'orot Asherecho. It doesn't say where it is. And then in the Parshas Vayehu, it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avraham Avinu to go to do the Akedas Yitzchok. So it says over there, Kachno is Bincho, El where, Ve'aleu Lecha Dorim Asher Amar Lecho. So Rashi brings in both places. Rashi says, but when Avraham Avinu is living here to Israel, it says, Loi Giloi Lo Ha'oretz Miyat, Kedei Lechavvo Be'enov, V'latet Lo Schar Kol Dibur V'Dibur. To give more Chavivus, and to give him Schar for every Dibur. Rashi in Parshat Vayero speaks about the Akedo. So he says in two things of the Pasuk. Kshbogu told Avraham Avinu is Bincho, I didn't say right away, it's Yitzchok. Why? Kedei Lechavvo Be'enov, V'etin Schar Kol Dibur V'Dibur. And Rashi speaks when it says about Echad Ahorim, so he says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Maseh Tzadikim, he makes them wonder, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu mean? V'achaklech migalalem, and then he gives it to them, call the whole Zeke de la Arboi Scharon, to give them more reward. V'chen Ahorot Asher Echo, that you have in Parshas Lech Lecho. So the Gurari, the Maharal, in Parshas Lech Lecho, speaks about it, and says that these two things come together, according to what Rashi understands, both things come together, meaning both the showing the place, telling Avraham Avinu to leave his place, to go somewhere, doesn't say exactly where it is. And that Keda doesn't say where it is. It's all to give it a little more tsar. And that tsar gives it more chavivus. The Losh HaMaral is, Shkasher ein megal alo miyad, hadover chaviv alof, prishu mitzar achar mitzvah shelo yodo. When a person wants to know, what does the Kadosh Baruch Hu mean? He's bothered by it. It's something that he's wondering. So that itself makes him closer and more connected to the mitzvah. And similarly, Begabi, the Akedo, so he says, when he doesn't know where it is, it's Tarileo, when he pre-kachi kabbala dibur behava. Something the person is toiling on, that he's yearning, that he's searching, that he's looking for it, he connects to it, and he loves it, and becomes part of him. And this is the idea of Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash needs to come only when we come and we're looking for it, we're asking for it. We find in the Gemara in Sukkah Daf and Malaf Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, how do we know they have to do Zeich LaMikdosh? That's after the Churban. So says the Gemara, because it says in the Pasuk, Tziyon hi doyrish ein lo, doyrish ein lo michal de bayad risho. So they were talking about after the Churban. That we need to have drish, we need to yearn for Beis HaMikdosh. But that seems to be the Mahalach from beginning of time. You never get Beis HaMikdosh easy. Beis HaMikdosh doesn't just come from above without our drisha, without our yearning for it, without our tshuka to get to it. So when it starts at Beis HaMikdosh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't tell us where it is. David HaMelech has to go and search. It needs to come with a thirst from below in order to get there. Anyone who wants to join or to sponsor the Shomar Shava Shiurim, please email shomarshava@gmail.com.